Natalie Young, Little Town Blues.
Go up to Mark Saturday and Scotty. He was pretty impressed with him. He said he hasn't been on that one that quick in a while.
Which one's your best?
I like Little Town Blues. If he does everything right, it's a really quality racehorse. Definitely got a motor.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Little Town Blues fights for dear life and gets the money on debut.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. That's what we do every day around about this time. Get your winner on the race meeting of the day. And today, Whitey, we are racing at the beautiful Seymour Racecourse.
Yes, absolutely. A good day weather-wise expected today, like yesterday. So I wonder how that's going to play out from a track perspective. Brett Thompson is the track manager. He joins us. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, dear.
How are we going today for Seymour? What's the track looking like?
Yeah, so the track this morning is come up as a soft six, penetrometer of 5.51. So not too bad this morning, and as you said, it should be a good day.
All right, rail position?
Rail's in the true position this meeting. It was out 6 metres and 3 metres last meeting, so.
All right. A bit of fresh ground. Beautiful. So soft six, 5.51 with the weather the way it is. Any chance of it improving as the day progresses?
I think it'll probably stay at that six range. It will run a bit of pace, so it shouldn't be too bad.
All right, terrific. Brett, thanks very much for your time and good luck with the meeting this afternoon.
All right, thank you.
Good stuff, Brett Thompson there, track manager at Seymour, nice part of the world. And looking forward to seeing what we can do for you today in terms of finding a winner. And when we ask for winners around here, there's a couple we go to. One of those gentlemen is Troy Corstens, who's been good enough to jump on the line today to hopefully help us out with a couple, or just one, in fact, would be nice at Seymour today. Hello, Troy.
Morning, huh?
Great to have you with us. Now, you've got two going around today. And race two is an interesting race because I know there's been a lot of money for one of the runners in this race, and yours is certainly firmly in the market. Number 14, Yes Baby Yes. Out of barrier two, what's Yes Baby Yes got for us today?
She was excellent first up, and I then sort of took her over to Adelaide, and she completely flopped half.
What happened?
I don't know. I really don't know whether she didn't handle the trip or didn't like the track. I'm really not sure what happened on the day, but she's come back, had a freshen, had a trial, has been very good, should handle the soft six, no problems. And I think she can bounce back and run a really good race.
Righto, that's good. Well, that's good feedback. I know there's been a lot of money for number five in that race.
Yeah, I see that. And Willow going up there, I suppose, that helps a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's Flying Nostra right to number five. But number 14, Yes Baby Yes, looks like it's going to run a really solid race as well. What about race four, number three, Rip City? Great name, just by the way, for Portland Trailblazer fans. They love all that. But what's Rip City been up to?
He's a hard horse to tip. He's had quite a few goes at the caper, but I think he gets his chance today. So soft six should be okay for him. He's training quite nicely, but he just needs to win one. He's had a few chances, and he's a hard horse to push the punters in, that's for sure.
Barrier seven, Johnny Allen and Saddle, who's able of weaving a path whenever he gets a chance. What's that?
Barrier 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a ripper.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had 17 starting stalls at Seymour.
Well, Barry's come in with the scratchings, of course. Scratchings.
It's an amazing race, though, that there's a saddle cloth number 20 in a race at Seymour.
Yeah, it's
a maiden.
Isn't it? Yeah, with a new amount of emergencies. I think it's a good thing, though.
Yeah, I think it's four or five emergencies there in Seymour today. But so Rip City are going to be hard to push into. So I imagine, Troy, that means that your other runner is your best today. Yes Baby Yes, is that right?
Yeah, that's what we're going for today.
Well, that's okay by me. I'm okay with that. So race two, number 14, Yes Baby Yes, is our investment today. And have we started turning soil in the Upper Lurg venue?
Yeah, it's going really well, mate. We're well into it now. The fences are going in at the moment, and I'm hemorrhaging money, but...
Well, hopefully you get a bit of that cash back today with Yes Baby Yes. Appreciate your time. Troy, go get them. Good man, Troy Corstens, with his two runners today. Hard to push you into race four, number three, Rip City. And Yes Baby Yes will be our investment. Race 2, number 14 at Seymour. But watch out for the 5 there. There's been some very solid money for that one today. Craig Williams heading up to Seymour. I'm not sure how many rides he's got, but he's certainly got that one.
$2.20 around about for that horse you're talking about.
I can tell you it was $3.90 it was when I first found out about that horse last night about 6 o'clock.
You got a whisper.
We got a whisper on that one.
Well, try is at $6. It's $2.25 the place. So it's you got the each way option.
So I think we might do the each way option for that one. We'll have a gold card each way activity. $6 the win, $2.25 the place. Or thereabouts at tab.com.au for Yes Baby Yes. Now, Rodney Eade is going to join us after 7 o'clock to look at the games from the weekend from a coach's perspective. And boy, the coaches were in action.